Up from the grace again, he says, Ulinu Chiyuva. Who's reading? Ulinu, after the brackets. Ulinu Chiyuva.
Top left corner. Well, actually, halfway down the left corner.
Brackets.
Those brackets. Not your brackets.
Correct.
Ulinu Chiyuva, the Kabu Mora, Ulzemar Hashir de Dalamos.
Rock.
Rock Kimalayano, Tarach Lama Mifanev. The Ain Mitzvah Tole Behidr Klaw.
Okay, so again, so when it comes to Kavod Amora, when it comes to the Chiv of the Gavra to stand up because of Kavod Amora, that has nothing to do with Hidr. Okay, it doesn't come from Hidr. The Ain Mitzvah Tulia Behidr Klaw, the obligation to stand up for a Ramuva, is not, it's not that it's a further extension of the mitzvah hiddur. It's its own idea, nothing to do with hiddur. Okay. So what does he say?
Zeru dikam rabai de bro muvhak kimali kimali enav de inchayav kimaso yishuv de mitzvah tikum.
To talk about Hadata. So his lashon is important. So Baye says, when it comes to Ramuvak, and you stand up when you see him in the distance, okay, he says, where does that come from? It doesn't come from Takum v'Hadarta, because again, in the pasuk when it says Takum v'Hadarta, that's referring to Talmud Chacham. Rather, it comes from the mitzvah, the chiyuva of Kavod Amora. Shal zelo ne'amar.
Shal zelo ne'amar hashir didal damos.
Good. Vayim Rama Paragvav Melchus Marmarim.
Covered on
the aim.
Chikasa the
Zelishono.
Zelishono.
Okay, so meaning what? Vayim Rizeh Digam. So you see that when it comes to your father, you also have to stand up mala enav, just like Ramuvak, okay? Kemavuar b'kesem mishna sham.
Kemavuar b'kesem mishna sham. The mikor divrei Rambam who miha derav Yosef.
Ki hava shama kal kara de emei amar ikum. So it's a case where, again, it's proving that just seeing your parent would require you to stand up. B'zeh lehedja. I'll explain to you what he's saying in a second. Let's just get the facts down. Moshe Kasov. Chiv Akima. He Kamal Eina. So therefore, that's how we see that when it comes to the Chiv of Kavod Amora, right, the Kima of Kavod Amora, the Kima, the standing up of Kavod Amora, is what? Mal Einav. Why? Mishum Diyesh B'Kimaso. Now listen to the key line here. So there is in his standing up mitzvah. Okay, so what's he saying? So he's saying that, again, he's going back and forth. He's saying that the mitzvah of, the idea of standing up for Kavod Amora, of Malainov, is Nosefes, which sounds like it's what?
Also,
but yet at the same time, it's not rooted in Hidur. So the Grizz, so it's very difficult to understand what the Grizz is talking about. And the one of the Grizz is saying that the obligation to stand up for a Rav Muvak is not based in Hidur, nothing to do with Hidur. On the other hand, he says things like this, where it says it's a mitzvah nosefes, which sounds like almost as if to say it's built off of Hidur. How do you resolve this? And I think this tension that exists in the Grizz is exactly the problem in the Sefer Mitzvahs, which gets back to the original question I asked you guys at the beginning. How do you define the difference between the Rav Muvak and the Talmud Chacham? Simple question. What's the difference between them? Sometimes in these kind of sugyas, if you think of an analogy, can help a long way. So I took it. So I'll give you. I'll start saying kind of the direction I went in, and we'll see what you guys think. Okay. So let's start off with Tosfos. Okay. I start with Tosfos first. Okay. And I was thinking about what I was thinking about was when it comes to Kavod. Let's take an example of where Tosfos is Svara. I'm not saying he would pass in this way, but his concept would apply to it very easily. Okay, let's take the idea of a Kohen Gadol and a Melech. Okay, Kohen Gadol and Melech. Both of them are what?
Sanctioned by God.
Both of them are very important people.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And each one has their own mechayev of kavod. Right. There's a kavod you give for the Melech, and there's a kavod you give to the Kohen Gadol. In my opinion, and they're different gavras, even though both of them tie into a greater institution called kavod. But the fact is that the nature of the kavod is different by the by the Kohen Gadol versus the Melech. In a similar way, when Tosa says there's two separate mitzvos, he's going to say that the Talmud Chacham and the Ramuvach have nothing to do with each other. They're two different gabbers. The nature of the kavod that you give to a Talmud Chacham and the one you give to Ramuvach is the same difference as you would give the Melech versus a Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's easy. Okay, now here's the trick part. Okay, here's the tricky part. Let's talk about Kohanim for a second. Okay, if you think about this difference, then I think you can understand what the Grizz is trying to say about the Rambam. Let's talk about a Kohen versus Kohen Gadol. Okay, let's talk about that relationship. Now think like the Ron for a second. Okay, the Ron would say, what's a Kohen Gadol versus a Kohen, according to the Ron?
Kohen Gadol is a super Kohen.
Okay, right. Okay, so
more Kohenness.
Good. So let's do it through Begadim. Okay, the Kohen does what? The Kohen wears four Begadim. Okay. What does a Kohen Gadol do? He wears four more begadim. Hold on to the eight for a second. He wears four more begadim, right? So that's very similar to what the Ron is saying. The Ron would say that just like the Kohen Gadol wears more begadim because his position demands more, so too, in the area of Levishas begadim, his position demands more of his begadim. Hold on, so too by the Talmud Chacham versus Ramuvach. The Talmud Chacham is like the Kohen, and the Ramuvach is like the Kohen Gadol. It's more. There's another way. Hold on, I'll let you answer a second. There's another way you can look at the relationship of a Kohen to a Kohen Gadol, though. There's another way. Yes. But in other words, when it comes to the Kohen, according to the way the Rambam would look at the relationship of a Kohen and Gadol, he'd say like this. He'd say that a Kohen is obligated to put on four begadim. The Kohen Gadol has to put on eight, but what does that mean? It means that when the Kohen Gadol puts on the Mechnasayim, which is a beged that the Kohen also would wear, what is he putting on? Right, he's putting on the Mechnasayim of the Kohen Gadol, even though those pair of pants are ones that the Kohen himself would wear. The same physical pair of pants are the same.
But it's designated a different one.
Right, and it's got a different chalos attached to the Mechnasayim. So the Kohen Gadol, it's not that he wears four begadim of the Kohen and another four begadim of the Kohen Gadol, he wears the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol. But what's the nature of the difference then between the Kohen and Kohen Gadol? If you learn that way, how are they the same and how are they different?
The same because technically they share the same clothing. But
that's what the Ron would say. The Ron would say that they share it. There's no sharing.
It's stemming from the
identical.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, it's stemming from the same. Well.
Source of kibbutz.
Okay? Meaning that, though you don't have to use the word kibbutz, but it's stemming from the same source. Meaning that there's a source called Kohen, right? There's something called Kohen. Now, within Kohen, this is the key thing, within the category of Kohen, you have two different gavras in the institution of Kohen. It's not that, but what they share in common is they both come from the institution of Kohen. But the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen are different types of Kohanim in this area of Kohen. There are two expressions. When you guys said in the beginning expressions, you can't just say that. You have to show me how that works.
What umbrella?
So when you look at the Kohen Gadol versus the Kohen, what are you really saying? You're saying that there's an institution called Kohen. And in that institution, it turns out there's two different types of people. And they're, vis-a-vis each other, they're intrinsically different. But vis-a-vis the institution, they're the same. You have to understand that point. Vis-a-vis each other, they are two different people. Vis-a-vis the institution they stem from, they're the same. Tosas would say that no, there's a different institution called, let's Kohen Gadol and Melech Zizer. There's one institution for.
If you look at them closely.
Tosas would say that the institution of Kavod for Kohen Gadol, institution of Kavod for Kohen, or Melech and Kohen Gadol is better, those are two different institutions, just like by Talmud Chacham and Ramuvach. Hidur and Kavod and Mora are two different institutions according to Tosas. But what does a Rambam say? What's he saying?
There's one institution of. There's two different people who fall in that category.
Right, so, and how does it work by Talmud Chacham Ramuvach? The Lachum Ibnayim. So he's saying, there's an institution called Kavod, okay? And what's that institution comprised of? L'chavei Chachamim and Lachum Ibnayim. That is the institution of Kavod of Chachamim, okay? That is the mitzvah. That is the Mechayim. Mechayim is Kavod Chachamim and Lachum Ibnayim. That is the institution of the mitzvah. Okay, but in that institution, it happens to be you have two different gavras. You have one guy who is a Talmud Chacham, and another person who is a Ramuvach. And that's why the halachic system, it's according to the Rambam, that's why the halachic system, it reflects that very qualitative differentiation. That's why the Rambam's insistent on that. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, that's Hidur, right? But in order to show that the Ramuvach and the Talmud Chacham are qualitatively differentiated from each other, what must therefore take place? There must be two different halakhic expressions. That's what he's saying. There has to be two different halakhic expressions in order for this difference between the Rabubak and Talmud Chacham to be manifest. So one of them is the mitzvah of Kima. That's a that's why who's just saying, in order to show that the Rabubak and Talmud Chacham are really two different gavras, what does he do? But yet tied to the same institution, what does he do? He says this, he says, with the Talmud Chacham, there's one halakhic formulation. That's called mitzvah seder, right? Mitzvah Kima. But by the Ramuvak, it's not the whole halakhic formulation itself has a different quality to it. It's what is it? It's a chiyav gavra of kavod amara. But the fact you have this differentiation in halakhic expression teaches you what? That the gavra of the Ramuvak and the gavra of the Talmud Chacham are different gavras, but yet they still tie into the same institution. That's the move the Griz is making, in my opinion. Okay, I think I can prove that to you as we go further on in the Griz, but that's his move.
He being the sugyash.
Right, so when you chayat to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, only when a situation where it's an area that lends itself to hidur, okay? The Nira Das Rambam.
Nira Das Rambam. Gamze no way gum. Rach Bishar Tom Chacham. She no Rabba Muha.
Okay, because now where does he mention this halacha about standing up in the base medrash? Where does he bring that halacha down?
No. What did you say?
Right. So when it comes to Talmud Chacham, so there. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, there because it's a Maisa mitzvah. And the mitzvah is a kimish al hidur. That is the expression of the mitzvah. That's the action you got to do. So it has to actually have the quality of hidur in order for it to be a good kima. Right? But when it comes to a ramuvak, right, which is rooted in kavod amara, guess what? Doesn't matter. Meaning what? Meaning that, again, emphasizing the point I made before, he's showing you that the very halachic expressions are completely different from each other. One of them is rooted in a strict shiur, like any other maisa. Right? Again, like if I need to do an Atilas Lulav, what does a Lulav require? It requires all its components to define as a Lulav, right? Same thing here. In order to be Kima Shel Hidur, it cannot be a Kima Shel Hidur if you're in a base medrash. But does that apply by Rav Muvak? No, because what's the Shear in Rav Muvak? There's no Shear. It's a Niga the Gavra. Malayna? Yeah.
Can you just explain that thing? Rav Muvak,
Kima Klaba Hidur. Right? Kevan. Again, listen to his lashon, because the halachic expression, the obligation, comes from kavod amara. It has nothing to do with hidur. It's a separate halachic expression. Why? Because he's a different gavra. Right.
We got lav dafka besoch dal ramos.
Certainly within dal ramos, right? Right. So those halachas only talking about Talmud Chacham was on a Ramuvak. Shekom Tzvaso, he. Right. Beautiful. Okay, so now let's turn the page, and now let's start part two. Okay. Lawrence Kedushin Daf Lama Beis Zaman Aleph says Amar Yitzchak Bar Shila.
Amar Yitzchak Bar Shila. Amar Masna. Amar Chista. Ha Shmuchas Kvodo Kvodo Mochel. Harav Shmuchas Kvodo.
Okay, so a father can be mochos kavod. What does that mean?
Meaning he can remove his all father kivod.
Correct. Okay, but it sounds like at this point a rav cannot. Okay, Rav Yosef Amar afilo rav shmochos kavod.
Afilo rav shmochos kavod kavod mochel.
Okay, so even if a rav is mochos kavod, it would count. It would work. Okay, so he's allowed to do that.
Okay.
Right, because it says Vashem holech lifnehem yomam. Now you learn that from there. You'll have to look Rashi. Okay, Amar Rava.
How
could this be? Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Delay.
Who? Who? Ve'tor delay he.
Right.
Machilei likrei. Hacha Torah Vilehu.
Right. So what's he saying? He's saying, what do you mean? How could it be that the Rav is Mochel Eskaba? How could that be? Anyone take a shot at what that means? Hasam Akash Baruch Hu Ba'alma Dilehu V'Torah Dilehi. Machalele Grey. Hacha Torah Dilehi. Right? So when it comes to God, where he is God and the Torah is his, right? So then he can be Mochel insofar as what? He's the right to be Mochel. Yeah. But Hacha Torah Dilehi, but does Torah belong to the Rav? Meaning, how could the Rav have a Mochel Eskaba? It's not his to be Mochel. Because where's the Kabbalah? What?
Would that be the difference between the Rav
Mavar? Hold on, I'm not right there yet. Hold on.
Maybe.
We're up there, I don't think. We don't know anything about the Rav Mavar. Okay. I don't know about Tamil Chacham. Hold on.
The Rav Mavar is the your honor.
So, Hadar Amaraba.
In the Torah Dilehi.
Right, but it turns out that, yeah.
It is his.
It's his to be, and therefore it's his to be Mocha. Dixiv. Okay, so Uvatorah so. Okay, meaning for his Torah. Okay, fine. Now, Aini, is this so? Now, listen to this case. This is great. Kasa, the Rav Papa.
Kasa, the Rav Papa. The Rav Huna, Bray de Rav.
Yoshua. So what happened? So Rava had a wedding for his kid, right? And what happened? Rava had a wedding for his kid. And what did he do? He does what every great person would do at their wedding. They would... Let's have a toast, right? So what does he do? He walks over to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, right? And says, let's drink together. They're sitting. When they see Rava come along, what do? They stand up for him, right? Okay, stand up for him. Okay? Now, L'Rav Mari, L'Rav Pinchas, Braid Rav Chista. When he came over with a cup of wine, to pour them a cup of wine to drink with him, they saw Rava coming up. What do? They sat in their chairs. Okay, so what did he say? Ikbud.
Ikbud Amar. Hainu Rabbanan.
Rabbanan.
Hainu Rabbanan. Lav Rabbanan.
Right. Which means what? So these rabbis are rabbis. Those guys didn't stand up for me. They're not rabbis. Okay. So he was like critical of them. Okay. Okay. But what's the point here? You have a case where some people stood up for Rava and some people did not. Okay, next case, and you'll see the punchline.
But we'll see Mochel Eskaba.
Hold on, Visu Rav Papa.
Visu Rav Papa have a mashki be
bar. Same case, okay. Another wedding. The Ikbad, same reaction. Safil Hachi. Okay, meaning that, okay, there was still Hidur. In other words, even though, same case, and it looked like they didn't stand up for him, but the Gemara says, but there was still Hidur. Where was the Hidur? Look at Rashi. You guys should all know what this is. Right, the butt shake, right? This. They did this. All right? That's this really okay. But what do we deduce from this? Okay, the only way that the butt shake would work is to assume that what there was mochel his kavod. Okay, so because that's otherwise he'd have to stand up. So really he was mochel his kavod. So when the rav is mochel his kavod, right? He mochel, but nonetheless they still did this, right?
So you can only do this if someone mochel the kavod.
If it's okay, we didn't get into Rav Mubak yet, but let's assume it's Rav Mubak. Okay,
what? Do you need to do that, or is it just nice to do if mochel the kavod? You don't stand at all.
Say it one more time. The Talmud to the Gemara. Navi Sugya Sham Daf Lama Beis Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Harav Go.
Okay, now Sham Shmuchal I'll clue it up. Come on, Shmuchal. The clue.
Any?
Any? How Rabbi Mashke be
The Bray Vidale Kasa okay. So if you lahaki hidr mi avile bio, which means what? Perish Rashi Sham Vizel Shano Lanu Maat Ki Ilu.
What?
Rashi fifth line. Yeah. Oh, so Rashi's saying you're not chayiv in kima mamish. You're not really chayiv. You're not chayiv in an actual kima. Rather, Paka.
Paka kivan shimochal.
So right, so once the Rav is mochal his kavod, so there's no longer a chiyav on you to do a kima. That's it. There's no obligation to stand up once he's mochal his kavod. The kacha perish b'shiltos parshas kedoshim nihi. I'm sorry, I was cheating ahead. He says, "Lavele akam l'shono lichor nira l'fi perusham dehad de kamar gemara."
The filu him
hachi
hachi hider
mi avile bao
mi avile bao.
Ain wrote Salomar. Right, so the fact that they did this little movement thing, the butt thing, has nothing to do with the. There's no obligation anymore. There's no obligation whatsoever to go ahead and do a kima. Right, Div MS.
Div MS make
so there's no obligation. You have no obligation to do any act of kima once the rod is mochos covered.
Hello.
Meaning that we see when it comes to kima, right? A kima shal hider means a kima shal hider. So if I do this business, raising my butt off the seat, that's not a kima shal hider. There's no reality of kima to that whatsoever. No reality of kima to that. Nonetheless. Mizeh halaminim turamim. They're potter. Ella.
Igar.
Habir bezeh.
Habir bezeh.
Bal korchachu must be.
De hagmar kamar. De afilu him.
Hachi.
Hachi. Inu ba'u lemavid le hidur ksat. Ki ilu rosim lemavid. Nivnenu.
Mipanav.
Mipanav.
Right. So again, so what does it come down to? So really, he's saying that really, yeah, I'm explaining right now. Right? So he's saying what is Rashi holding? Rashi's saying that the Rav is Mochel's cover. Okay, he's Mochel's cover. Right. Forget if it's Tamil Chacham Rav Muvak. The Rav is Mochel's cover, which means therefore I'm no longer chayav to do any idea of kima whatsoever. I'm putter. I'm removed from kima. Nonetheless, there's still an idea that you should do this little raising your butt off the seat.
Is that little raised thing a hider at all?
That's a good question. I mean, what does he call it? He calls it, I don't know what this means, but he calls it, it's hidur, where is it? It's hidur ksas. Right? That's a good question.
Slight hidur.
Slight hidur. What kind of thing is that?
Like, what? That's not, how can you have a slight hidur? It's like, it's either hidur or no hidur.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Slight kima. That's stupid.
When the Rav comes along, it's Mochel's kavod, what's actually happening halakhically? To understand, just give me this easy halakhic definition.
He's Mochel the kavod you own for being your Rav.
No. Then you would not stand up for him.
You're pater from kima.
Thank you. He's pater you from the Maisa kima. That's it.
But not Peter.
Not from
the entire institution.
Oh, exactly.
He's not your father from the entire institution.
Wait, then what the heck is the point?
According to Rashi, all he's doing is saying, just listen for a second. All he's saying is that when he's Mochel's kavod, what does that mean? What it means is that all you can do, right, he's telling you that now you're putter from the Maisa Kima. That's what it means when you're Mochel's kavod. It means that now you do not have to stand up. Forget Remuvah for a second. Let's keep some more Tamil Chacham. Tamil Chacham, now you no longer have to do Maisa Kima. Right? I'm patching my schema. For 1 second, but does that mean that the institution of kavod no longer exists? It's still there. All he's doing is patching you from my schema. That's it.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. It came in kavod. That's what it is.
Fine, it's kavod.
But it's not a Maisa Kima Shal Hidor. That's what the Grizz is explicit. The Grizz is telling you. No, but the Grizz is telling you. I know, but the thing is that the Grizz is telling you that there's just only one idea. It's called a Kima Shal Hidor. That is the Maisa. So that's only that's defined as one thing. Standing up within the halamos. That's it. Right? Everything else other than that is not of the halachic Maisa Kima Shal Hidor. But there's an idea vis-a-vis kavod that there's a kiyum that because there's still an institution of kavod that I should do this
something.
Thing. Right, something. Exactly. And it's not a coincidence that it is related to kima, but in and of itself is not a Maisa Kima. It can't be. Yes.
Kavod.
I mean, hinder is a type of kavod.
You're stopping what you're doing and you're acknowledging that they're there.
Better. You're better than
that. Then why is it if it's
in your position? When if someone walks by and it causes you to change your position from this to something else.
Why do you have to stand though specifically?
Standing up is an expression of kavod.
Okay.
But I'm saying that, but let's say I'm already, but there's no halacha that if I'm standing up and a Talmud Chacham walks in, I gotta sit down. Hold on. I gotta sit down and stand up again. That's crazy. It's just that if I go from sitting to standing. Right? Oh, great.
So
that's what tefillah applies. You go from sitting during Kriya Shema to standing. What?
Standing already. What are you doing?
You don't, that's it. You don't do anything.
Should you like stay from
conversation? No, so that's why. So even adjusting your position itself means that you're, that the person's existence is, in a sense, disrupting you. It's causing you to change your position. Okay, so yeah. I have the Rambam here. Look at the source sheets. Look at 13. Okay, Rambam says, Harab Mubak Suratza Limcho Akvodo. Right. Shemachal. So even though he was mochlam, chayev hatamid lahadro. That feel of shah shemachal. So again, look at the lashon there. So even though the rav muvak is mochlam, it's kavod, but you're still chayev to do what? Nahad. No, not tosh, to stand up. The Ram doesn't hold this business. He doesn't have that. Does not hold of that.
So he holds. So basically, the rav muvak then transforms into a regular tamachal.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You're not which, simultaneous.
He's going to say that right now, which proves as far as saying all along. Well, we have to fine tune a couple points, but go ahead. So, what does he say? I kind of shut up. The Tarachian appeared bizarre. Because you want to know, I don't understand. Like, why? If the Rav Muvak is Mochos Kavod, why should you have to stand up for him anymore? There's no idea of standing up for him. And why is he Misal Hadro? But the answer is.
Dagam?
What?
It's
Dagam.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Venira de Rambam.
Venira de Rambam Mefarish. De Rehan Gemara. De. A few Hachi. Hidder.
No, there is still an idea hither. The Gemara says that. What does it mean? It means the dina nemar b'zeh. It's not telling you. It's not telling you the butt thing, which is like an akim. It's telling you a halacha. There is no idea of getting off your chair a little bit. It's telling you a halacha, which is the kol apluks of the rav.
The kol apluks of the rav.
So the whole question of whether rav can give mochos cover or not is a question. Of what? Dafka, it's only by Rav Muvak. So the machlokas in the Gemara about a rav being mochel's kavod, whether he can or not, is only talking about a Rav Muvak. Meaning what? A Talmid Chacham can never be mochel's own kavod. Okay, keep going. Mechuyu the rabba, v'zehu the shaychin mechila. So a rav Muvak can be mochel his kavod.
Like all the extras.
That
feel
hockey. No, you went back. Who rock in go skip ahead. Who rock in Khiva Kavach Noi Brab Dafka?
The hill be a solo milsa the Khiva. Shasalman Mikhil Rabo. Ubzehu the Shaykh Indian Mikhila.
Right. About Mrs. Heather.
Oh, Mrs. Heather,
Stop. Okay, so he's saying something unbelievable, okay? This is actually the last major step in the grids, okay? What's he saying? It's funny, because when I first approached this, before I got to this part, so I had a svara for why a Talmid Chacham can't be Mochel's Kavod. So I asked you, why can't a Talmid Chacham be Mochel's Kavod according to the Rambam? What would you say? Just intuitively.
There's no reality. There's nothing left there.
Why not?
It's a mitzvah.
No, that's what he says now. You're right.
Then you can't differentiate between a hedu.
No. The simple answer would be like this. By Rav Muvak, right? So Rav Muvak, like you guys were saying last time, Rav Muvak is, there's a relationship there. The relationship between the Talmud and the Rav Muvak, right? So because of that relationship, the Rav Muvak has the right to be Mochel, the Kavod, that emerges from that relationship. But the Talmud Chacham is really representing an institution called the institution of Torah. So he can't be Mochel that. But the problem is that that's not what the Grizz is saying. The Grizz is saying, you know what? It's funny. Why can't the Talmud Chacham be mochel his kavod? Well, right, but why? Because what?
You can't be mochel
mitzvah. Right? That'd be like saying I can't be mochel mitzvah lulav. I can't be mochel any other mitzvah in the Torah.
Wait, no,
because we're there's no ma'aser mitzvah by a Rav Muvak. No, but that's a chiyuv gavra that he can do. We'll explain that. But I'm saying, but who says I can be mochel a ma'isa mitzvah? I can't do that. I can't mochel on you a ma'isa mitzvah. What?
Actually, does.
Okay, well, of course, Rav Muvak can be mochel's kavod. Why? Because what's he mean mochel? He's saying that there's a unique relationship that exists between the Talmud and the Rav. So what's he mean mochel? He's saying that for right now, you don't have to act as if there's a relationship exists. So you're mochel from acting the nihugi gavra that you're required in. You no longer have to do. But the mitzvah of hiddur is not a neo-gavra. There's a maisa mitzvah called hiddur. Okay? How can a person has no mechanism to ever say, I'm mocheling you a maisa mitzvah. Like, you don't have to perform a maisa mitzvah now. How can you do that? You can't do that. There's no halachic mechanism for such a thing.
Yeah, maisa mitzvah of...
Hebrew can't say, hey, we're mochel the coin from his mitzvah. You can't mochel the coin from his mitzvah.
They'll just leave.